This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For better or for worse,
yeah.
In sickness and in health,
mm-hmm.
For as long as you both shall live. The sickness and health part, some of you ladies take very seriously.
Okay.
Because a trip to the doctor is a very personal experience.
Oh, yeah.
That is, unless your wife or your girlfriend has decided, now she is also a part of it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So I got a doctor's appointment next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So my wife actually told me I have a doctor's appointment, but she didn't say it like that.
How'd she say it?
Well, she came to me yesterday, and she was like, we have a doctor's appointment next week. And I was like, what?
Oh.
Apparently,
yeah.
My wife has started booking my doctor's appointments together.
Why do they want to come?
So it's her appointment and your appointment?
We have back-to-back appointments.
Okay. So she's also going for herself.
She's too. Going for herself. I'm assuming I won't be a part of that.
Okay. Man, but that's amazing she made that work.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
So when my doctor's appointment happens, I'm assuming that she will want to either be in the room or
she's
be
gonna swing by.
Yeah, after to talk to the doctor. And here's the thing. She just told me it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't like, do you think this is a good idea?
Yeah.
Or, hey, are you comfortable if? She was more like, hey, this is now scheduled and we're going together.
Yes.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't love this.
I would hate it.
And I told her I don't love
it. And it has nothing to do with the marriage. You know, there's like no fly zones, man. This is one of them.
Right? Like there is nothing more private than a doctor's.
Right. And I don't want my wife standing there while I'm getting my brown pounded for prostate cancer.
But then what about when you go to the doctor?
Well, that's a different story.
Talk about a brown pound?
Oh, I get a brown pound.
The old pound into the brown.
I heard his second finger. This one right here. See it?
We got it.
So when I told my wife,
yeah,
I don't love this idea, she responded by saying, too bad.
Well, it's too late now. She booked it.
It's done. Locked in.
Yes, yeah. It's done. Like it wasn't even a consideration. She wasn't even like, oh, well, let's talk about it. She was like, okay, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And that also bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to a doctor's appointment, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, it's the most vulnerable you will be as a person.
Oh, yeah, as a man for sure.
Right? Even after, when you're talking about what is good and what is bad, it's not like you're having a good time doing that. Why would I want my wife to be a part of that? And I get that big time appointments, like things like pregnancy, or you have a test that could have some.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, there are certain, like, maybe specialty doctors that you're going to go see where you may want somebody there.
You have a major problem.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. That okay. I get. And my wife has been in some of those appointments with me. But for, like, a regular ass general practitioner, exactly. Exactly.
I know my wife's going to ask questions that don't need to be asked.
Oh, my God, it's infuriating.
Right?
Yes.
And why don't say that? Because we're just going to get stuck here longer, and he's going to give you some vague answer.
And, like, here's the thing that sucks. Like, with all due respect to your wife, she loves you. She wants to be there. I can't even be like, that. You shouldn't ask that, because my wife's an effing doctor.
You have no say.
You know what I mean? Like, what? And then, like, they'll start, like, talking, because this happened before at other appointments I've been in, where they'll start talking like I'm not even there.
Yeah, like a little kid.
Yeah, no, they talk to me like I'm a dog that's about to be adopted. Like,
is that more of, like, a mom thing, though? Because
you don't want to do this for your husband?
Well, no, I'm just thinking, like, as a mom, like, you're used to attending your kids' appointments. Like, you're there asking questions for them. Like, you want to be in on all the information. So maybe that kind of, you know, when your kids are older and don't really need you to do that anymore, maybe you still feel the need to, like, take care of everybody and you want to be there to make sure you're also getting the information.
That's a valid point. Valid point. I would counter that by saying, I'm a 39-year-old man.
Yes.
I'm not a child.
And I'm aware of the bad things that I do, and I'm aware of the good things that I do. I got it. I don't need you to say anything.
But she may want to be there not so much to ask questions, but to get the information. So it's more of like a an instinct that I need to take care of you, and I want to make sure I'm armed with the information to do it.
It's more about control, bro.
I'm with Tommy.
It's total control.
Man.
This guy over here, yeah. I'm paying him to keep me alive.
Yeah.
He's got it.
But maybe she doesn't trust that you're going to get... You're going to hear the right information, because we do know
that's my
you'll sometimes Willie Hoat.
It's my body, my business.
10 years ago, Kimmy, that argument would be valid. Now they have like that my chart thing where the doctor puts all the notes in.
And it's instant. Like, you almost get it before you get home.
There you go. So if my wife wanted to, which she always does, by the way, whenever I had a doctor's appointment previous to this, she comes, she like sits me down across from her like it's a bad guidance counselor meeting.
Is.
And then she goes down all the stuff on my chart. Mm-hmm. This and that and this and that and this and that. And I have no say. I'm a 39-year-old man.
Here's the best thing about my chart. My wife and I don't understand 99% of it, but she'll go, oh, that looks high. Maybe that's good. I don't know. Like, it's a long explanation. I have no idea what we're looking at. You should have that looked at. Well, he would call. I said, if this was bad, he'd call you. He said, hey, you got to come back in because you're going to die in about 10 minutes. I just saw that number. It's terrible.
It's not even worth coming back in. Hey, thanks for everything.
Yeah, you got the death number, man.
Instagram messages coming in. Mark writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Mm. Maybe your wife wants to make sure the poison is working properly. So with the knowledge I have now, my wife just telling me this week that next week we have a joint date doctor's appointment. Mm. Do women do this because they think we can't take care of ourselves? Is that what this is?
No. They just want to run everything.
I think it's kind of more about being in on the information.
Yeah.
And not hearing it from you afterwards and thinking you may be like either stretching the truth or lying about it, or maybe you didn't hear it right.
Okay. But it
could come from that.
My wife also told me she likes to be there for my doctor's appointment, like enjoys it.
Mm.
And I've never had that thought. Like, there would be no joy for me going to my wife's doctor's appointment, right?
Yeah.
Like, I trust her because she's a grown-ass person to, like, you know, handle her business.
Right.
Right? Like,
but you've also had a lot of health issues.
Understood.
Like, that maybe, I don't know, like, your wife may want to, again, hear that information from the doctor, make sure the doctor knows everything she knows about your health issues.
Okay. Again, because of golf.
And she's also a doctor, so she may want to hear the doctor's theories on things because she finds it interesting.
I'm not a Netflix show. I'm just a person trying to go to the effing doctor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And, like, you don't come to the dentist, right?
She would probably try and come.
Nah, she has no interest in me, like, watching my tooth get drilled or going to the eye doctor. No.
All right, so let's talk about that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With my wife informing me this week that she is coming to my doctor's appointment, because we have a doctor's date appointment, back-to-back appointments. Are there other personal things your partner can decide just all of a sudden they're a part of?
They're in. They're all in.
All right. Can your partner demand they are part of every financial interaction?
Well, that affects them directly, so that one I could
say. Yeah, I mean, you both, especially if you both contribute to that financial situation.
Yeah, I would say that one you would have to.
What if you have your own account?
You're still...
I think you're probably tied to each other that way.
Okay,
I'm not crazy about it, but yeah.
What about stuff with your job?
No.
She wants to be a public...
No.
Well, no, not at... Oh, that's your own independent space.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're talking about.
So you're going to make all decisions at
on
your
job,
that you feel, unless you want to include her, you can make those on your own.
Yes.
Kimmy, would you feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, you know your job better than your... If you both have your separate thing going on, they don't know what happens day to day.
Like, let's say I wanted to quit, or like...
Yeah, let's use Kimmy's husband as an example.
I was going to say, I only know what he tells me. I don't know. I don't go there every day. I don't know what his daily schedule is.
All right, so Kimmy's all pro. Everybody's like together on this, whatever. Like, we'll get together. All right, so Kimmy.
I don't want to do any of this, by the way.
You somehow sound worse than I do when you say that out loud.
I do not. I don't want to be a part of any of those private decisions.
Okay, so you said you do not want to be a part of your job, your husband's job decision.
No.
So let's say today he comes home.
Yeah.
And he goes, I got in a huge argument with my boss.
Yeah.
And I threw a helmet at him.
Okay.
Fire helmet. Stuck in his knee because the top part's really pointy.
I would probably think you may be in some trouble here.
I've quit my job. I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, I mean, then if you quit, I have no say, and you already quit. So
you wouldn't be upset with him quitting without consulting you?
No, because what am I going to say? You already did it. I don't have advice for that situation.
All right, let's say
I wouldn't know what to tell you what to do in that situation. So we're going to have a discussion after, like, hey, what's your next plan? What are you going to do next? But if he's somebody that made that decision in the moment, we're going to have to roll with it.
Okay.
So I'm saying, like, I think it would be different if he came home and goes, listen, man, I don't like doing this anymore.
Okay.
I don't like the guy. I'm quitting.
Not and, asking the straight up,
right,
I am
just,
going
I'm
to
quitting.
Quit. I'm
I think quit. I think that's the question.
Okay, that's a good point. All right, so he's going to quit. He has decided
I'm
to quit.
I'm done.
But he hasn't
I don't
quit
like
yet.
This guy. I'm out.
Do you want to be included in that conversation?
I want to know. Yeah, I want to have a conversation about it, but I'm not
going to. Give me a beer, woman.
But I'm not going to tell him what to do.
Okay.
Again, like that's, you know, if he's only going to be more miserable if he stays in a situation he's not happy in.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I've noticed something.
What's that?
And if I'm wrong, I want you to tell me straight away.
Oh, I'll
just
give it to
jump
you.
In.
Well, I'll let you know, buddy.
When it comes to independence, because, like, don't get me wrong, there is a comfort in knowing that my wife loves me,
yeah,
and cares about me and wants to do all these things. Because when it comes to, like, independence, this is not the only thing she is, like, sticking herself in.
Yeah.
In fact, I have started to see, I've come to the conclusion, that from the moment I met my wife, she has been slowly chipping away at every independent thing that I have done.
Yeah, that's the plan.
But here's the thing, man. Like, you know, back in the day, we were very, very, very independent men.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wanted us.
But I'm saying, we had to do everything ourselves, right? Like, we were traveling alone.
Yeah,
I was a kid doing this stuff, all these things. Now, it wasn't going great, but it was happening. Like, I knew how to be a human being.
Yeah.
And from the moment my wife met me.
Who was also a very independent person.
Agreed.
Who also did all those things.
But under,
went to medical school.
I'm not saying she didn't. What I'm saying is,
fixed
Kimmy,
your credit.
Under the guise.
Yeah.
Under the guise of I love you.
Yeah.
She started taking independent things away from me. And in
but,
the beginning.
But
hold on. Hold on.
Okay. All right. No.
In the beginning, it was great.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point now where I don't know how to do anything for myself anymore. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Every morning for breakfast, I used to make myself 2 hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah,
and I would
pretty easy.
I would cook those dozen eggs before the week started. I would eat the pair, and then do every Sunday night, more eggs. My wife, a couple years ago, decided she was worried about my cholesterol.
All right.
So I'm not allowed to eat eggs anymore, but that's okay because she'll make me a fruit salad every day.
Mm.
And now she insists on making the fruit salad. So I don't eat
eggs,
period, in the morning. Unless my wife now prepares my breakfast, which sounds awesome, unless you're someone who has been very independent your whole life and taking care of this
and
stuff.
And enjoy eggs.
And there's, because there's nights, yes, I also miss the eggs, but there are nights where my wife will fall asleep and forget, and I wake up and I'll open the fridge and I got no breakfast. And it's like, hey, I remember a time where I would be able to do this on my own.
Yes.
Now I'm like a guy with no hands walking around.
So you're saying you forgot how to cut up fruit?
Kimmy. Yes.
You ain't got time.
I forgot how to do all of these things because my wife took it off my plate and I was like, oh, this is romantic. And then one day you wake up and you're just like walking into walls because she sees for you. It's very strange.
Yeah. So then the other thing that women do is they give you new tasks that they don't want to do anymore.
Yeah. Like, you know, when somebody moves into their house for free.
Nobody's talking to Kimmy right now.
I can't hear.
Nobody's
her.
Having just, a Kimmy discussion.
I'm just saying, like, maybe she felt like maybe you should start pulling your weight around here.
I do a lot.
As you should.
I'm picking up dog crap, twigs, rolling out the garbage, doing this, doing that. My wife hasn't touched
that, a little bit of this.
My wife hasn't touched the trash since she met me.
Well, that's not true. She put her arms around you when you got home from work yesterday.
Okay, other than that.
Can I just point out?
I mean, you kind of form your own roles in the house.
No, they
right?
They dictate what roles.
It's weird how I got all the grimy ones.
You
stink bug detail.
You have to admit that women are in charge of what roles get
right.
put on what people.
My wife will not turn on any gas outlet at all.
Yeah, okay.
I have to do it so I can die in a flaming death.
I get that.
Or we
though.
Can have dinner.
Everything you're saying sounds like it makes sense to me.
Oh, it's so funny. Give me.
Why don't you burn to death, Tommy?
Oh, team woman. What a terribly insensitive
thing. Did you
thing
just
to say
blow up?
To my friend.
My wife made my life better, and I hate it.
You're missing the point.
They always. She gets the point. She don't want to admit.
No, it's just funny that the woman.
My wife cooked up my food. Now I don't know how to do it anymore.
It's true.
I don't,
it's
so I don't
true.
Have breakfast.
Don't laugh at her. We're on the same team. Same team. Stay. Stay
set.
Strong.
Very good set.
I miss my eggs.
I do miss my eggs. 252 to BCMF. This conversation started because yesterday my wife alerted me earlier this week that we have a couple's doctor's appointment. Mm. She didn't ask if I wanted to do that. She said, we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said, you know, I don't know if that is something I want to do, she told me, too bad.
Yeah.
You want the ultimate irony in this whole thing.
Whatever.
So my oldest now, she'll be turning 15 in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. She is now able to go into the doctor without mom and dad. Kimmy, you remember when that happened when you were a teenager, right?
Gosh. Yeah, I guess you're right. There was one day where they just weren't there in there with you anymore.
So my wife believes it's important for my daughter, my oldest daughter, to feel that she can say whatever she wants to the doctor without us being in there.
Independence.
Yeah, I get that.
So she insists that my 14-year-old go into the doctor alone. I'm 39.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to go to the doctor alone.
No, but she
my teenage daughter gets her own doctor thing, doctor party, table of one.
Yeah. Nothing. Well, but I mean, she wants to raise an independent daughter, and one day she can marry a fella and take his independence away. That's good training.
You even said, I mean, what's the point as an adult? You had to be independent.
No,
has to do that at some point.
I am not arguing against my daughter being alone. Like, I want my daughter to go have that, too. I just find it funny that my wife's
getting it.
Yeah, of course she has to go in by herself. We want her to be independent. You're 39. I'm coming in.
Yep.
I don't want you to. Too bad. Too bad. My teenage daughter has more freedom in my life, in my house, than I do as a grown-ass man.
Right.
And there's nothing we can do, because she can't hear me. No. So I just bitch
she'll
about
stop
it.
Stop cutting up your fruit, and then what are you going to do, starve?
You think you're so funny? You think you got somebody, you think you got laughs? By the way, it's our anniversary today, too.
It is? Today's your anniversary?
15 years.
Oh, my. It's been 15 years,
man. I know, man.
Oh, yeah, I had the flip camera.
Yeah, hiding in the bushes, filming a pregnant woman, getting married in a park in Chi Lai.
Well, it seems inappropriate to wish you a happy anniversary now.
Why? She's nailing it, according to you.
I think so, but not according to this conversation.
No, look, I love my wife.
Every marriage has little glitches.
I love people like this, too. Like, you know, you judge me for telling this story. And by the way, this is how I feel. You can't tell me how I should and shouldn't feel.
I wasn't.
You kind of are. Got to tell me I'm being a puss. Got to tell me I'm being a bitch. I feel this way.
I'm not dictating how you feel. I'm just telling you you're wrong.
I just find it funny because I do. Like, when I tell stories about my wife and family, right, people will, like, write me and light me up. Your wife is wonderful. And she is.
Yeah.
Because if I got on this show every day and was like, let me tell you how great my family is, how wonderful my wife is, you would hate me even more. Nobody wants to hear how great someone else's family is.
Yeah, true. And it's BS anyway, man.
Would it also bother
it
you?
It is.
So your wife's not great?
No, but everything can't be perfect, you know?
Hey, look at him trying to spit out of this.
But for the most part, it is.
Turn into the spin!
It's beautiful chaos. Would it bother you more, though, if she didn't care at all? Like, if she let you have your stuff and she just wasn't interested in any of it, she didn't even ask you follow-up questions.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't notice it just based on how I was raised. I mean, I think that's most men. I don't think it would have even, like,
registered.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if it started out that way,
yeah,
it wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah, you're right. If tomorrow all of a sudden she started asking questions, stopped asking questions, yes. Now alarm bells.
But I wouldn't look for that in a woman. Like, well, she didn't care about me. She didn't ask about my colonoscopy.
It's a colonoscopy. It's the one of the dirtiest fish in the ocean.
I'm still in the middle of it.
A colon octopus.
They kind of look like it.
Well, no. Is that your fantasy? 8 tentacles at the same time? Dr. Colon Octopus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to watch what you put in your body.
Oh, yeah.
And even depending on the time of day or night, you should be aware of what's going in, because this new study suggests that eating this before bed is leading to an unpleasant sleeping experience.
I didn't know people ate this before bed. Like, this particular thing.
You hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we shared with you a story that was a little bit alarming.
Yeah.
The largest predictor of early death, according to a recent study, wasn't obesity, it wasn't smoking, it wasn't anything like that.
Yeah.
It was folks who had night terrors, bad, really, really, really bad dreams. And in that discussion, we had asked, is there anything you can do about it?
Yeah.
And we kind of theorized, maybe go to a psychologist, right, whatever. We didn't know. Well, it turns out there may be something you can actually do.
Okay.
A separate study that just showed up in the journal Frontiers in Psychology, which we read on a regular basis.
I love that.
suggest that eating cheese before bed can cause nightmares.
How many people are cheese?
Dairy.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
But who's pounding cheese or dairy before bed?
Well, your mother's cheese always got pounded before she went to bed. Pounded that cheese.
Sounds yeah, like, I know what it sounds like.
Sounds like a block of cheese. Some of that Gouda.
I always thought like it was you were supposed to drink warm milk before bed, but that was like something that was supposed to help you sleep.
Like soothe you.
Are you basing that on like an article in Harper's Bazaar in 1894?
It was always
no,
in movies.
Like it was something
and stuff.
About warm milk, like or warm a warm beverage.
Anytime I saw someone drink warm milk before bed, Kimmy, they always had like a starched cap and a gown on.
I don't know anybody that actually did it, but I thought like that was something that's supposed to soothe you to sleep.
So no dairy before bed.
So all right, so here's the study, and the folks that did the study admit that it may be flawed because they only used first year psychiatry students. They haven't done a massive study, but they found that in the 1,000 participants. The more lactose intolerant you are, the larger the chance that eating or drinking dairy before bed will cause bad dreams.
Well, that makes sense if you're intolerant because you're already irritated from the dairy.
Here's the thing, though.
What?
It is believed that way more people than they know are actually lactose intolerant.
They don't
intolerant.
Even know it?
Yes, yeah.
They just think it hurts their tummy a little bit if they eat too much.
Exactly, yeah. Or if you get gassy or whatever. Yeah. No, that could actually be lactose intolerance.
Oh.
And they theorize that anxiety can come on based on your body trying to react to the lactose that you shouldn't have in your body, which when you are going to sleep can cause these nightmares. But they do tie in this study nightmares to dairy before bed. So stop eating your cheese before you go to sleep.
Lay out the cheese.
Is it weird to eat some like cheese
I don't
and crackers
know, I thought
it
was
bed?
Like a late night snack.
But like, if that was in regular rotation, like you're having night terrors all the time. What?
Night terrors.
I mean, we're talking snack queen here.
Oh,
Kimmy?
Yeah. Queen snack?
I mean, like, cheese and crackers is a go-to snack.
Will you eat cheese and crackers and go to bed, though?
I would. I don't do it all the time, but I have.
Does it all the time.
Well, let's think of, like, the most common night cheese. One of my favorite Secret Tunes.
Night cheese! Eat that cheese tonight.
You're talking, like, a specific type of cheese?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, what would be the most likely type of cheese to show up?
I'm just thinking like those little cubes of cheese you can buy.
Okay, that still seems like a weird thing to eat right before you go.
That's what I'm saying,
cheese.
Man.
I mean, I
are
guess
you're saying like there are more like a type of cheese that fits bedtime.
Okay,
more?
Let me give you an example. Like if I were to go out to dinner and then have like you know a midnight snack of fettuccine alfredo right before I went to bed, that's me eating cheese.
Yeah, that's right.
What about ice cream? Is ice cream considered a dairy?
Yeah.
Is that a like serious
a
question?
No, I mean like a milk dairy.
What do you think? Does ice cream
right.
Is ice cream dairy?
It's dairy.
Are you a serious human being?
Yes, I am. All right, so that's got to be it. You're pounding ice cream before you go to bed.
Well, yes. I mean, they specifically use
cheese. That would be, but that's a logical thing to have before bed.
I love how cheese is out of the question, but do you eat pounding ice cream before bed?
No, I'm kind of with him. Whenever I eat ice cream, it is right before I go to sleep.
Right. I mean, it's usually in the evening, a little something after dinner.
Yeah. Like, if I'm not, like, out with the kids buying ice cream, I am housing some kind of.
So would that count into that study?
Yeah, it's got dairy in it.
But they don't say that. That's what they should put in there because it makes it sound like it's cheese.
The headline is funny using cheese, but it clearly says if you would have read the article again.
Nobody reads articles. I'm too tired.
How many? Like, well, eat your cheese and go to bed.
So you want specific foods listed.
Yes.
Not just dairy. Dairy's too base for you.
Because an egg is part of the dairy aisle. Can I have an egg?
I don't know, man. If it's part of dairy, why would you eat eggs before bed?
I don't know.
What egg would you eat before bed?
Pop a little, have a hard-boiled egg before I go to bed.
What is wrong with you? What are you
working? Well, you're over there eating Gouda in cubes.
You live in the Depression?
That's awesome.
All right, time to have a hard-boiled egg before I got to get up and swing a hammer all day.
But see, this makes sense for me that I sleep so well.
Why?
Because I don't consume any of that stuff before I go to bed.
Okay.
You don't have like a go-to late-night thing? Like
yeah, it's called alcohol.
I
sleep
that
great.
Would hurt your sleep.
What's that?
It's amazing it doesn't.
Yeah, you're supposed to not be able to sleep well with alcohol. So maybe your body, just again, the lack of soul allows you to just pass out.
I'll take no soul, plenty of sleep all the time.
Yeah. Till you get to the gates, man.
Yeah.
Daniel writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, lactose intolerant here. All work out at night, and sometimes we'll have chocolate milk before bed. Almost certainly will have weird dreams, not necessarily nightmares. All right, so Daniel's kind of backing this up. Strange dreams.
So he's working out, pounded milk chocolate.
Chocolate milk.
Well, same thing.
No, it is milk. Two entirely different
things. It's still thing. It's no, got it's milk not. In it.
Hey, Kimmy, describe milk chocolate to me.
Like milk chocolate is like a chocolate bar.
Okay,
milk
describe
chocolate.
Describe chocolate milk.
Milk in chocolate
form. It's milk chocolate in liquid form.
How are you? No, milk chocolate in liquid form is melted milk chocolate.
But there's milk in the milk and chocolate.
All right, so in this discussion so far, you have asked out loud if ice cream has dairy in it, and then trying to say milk chocolate and chocolate milk are the same thing.
Yes.
You moron.
And I don't know when it sleeps.
You're a professional broadcaster.
I have questions.
Okay.
He's not an ice cream guy, though, so maybe he really didn't know.
Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Ryan, not our Ryan, a different Ryan, asked us, were there any other foods that they found caused nightmares? I don't eat dairy, but I have a lot of nightmares, and I'm trying to figure out why. It doesn't say here in the study, although the study was done tracking different foods that could cause nightmares. It seems like, at least based on what we have in front of us, that
cheese is the enemy.
Well, the lactose, anything with
lactose in it.
I remember like your mom always told you no sugar before bed because it would get you give you nightmares, but that was just to make sure you didn't eat sugar and keep you up all night.
I mean, I don't know if they use sugar, but then again, if you think about the stuff that has dairy in it, there's usually sugar in dairy.
Yeah.
Is there sugar in cheese?
Sugar in cheese.
Is there sugar in cheese?
No. Why would you put sugar in?
How do you make
candy-coated cheese?
Oh.
They know cheese with sugar.
Yes. Cheese contains sugar in the form of lactose.
Yeah.
So lactose itself is sugar.
Lactose is a natural sugar found in milk.
Okay, so there you go.
Which is used to make cheese.
So maybe that wasn't an old wives' tale. By the way, how are you? You could have waited until she answered the question.
I wouldn't wait.
I don't know if all cheeses have sugar. But
well, if it's got lactose, then it's
but
got
I
sugar.
I don't know if are all cheeses.
This is why like everybody sleeps so good in China.
Why is that?
Ain't no cheese in China.
There ain't no cheese in China. There ain't no cheese in China. Wait a minute. I didn't know that all lactose had milk or had sugar. Damn it, now you got me doing
it. Don't blame me for your stupid mouth.
No, because my brain is having to jump through hoops to even comprehend what is coming out of your stupid, ugly mouth.
I guess. Okay, it says real cheese has no added sugar.
What is real cheese?
Oh. Real cheese.
Okay, so we're talking like when you go like those buy those American slices.
Probably,
those
yeah.
aren't real cheese. Mm-hmm. They're a cheese product because
they
can't legally.
Cheese.
Well, they can't legally call it cheese because it's been processed, got like oil and stuff in it, right? Am I getting that right?
Oily cheese.
Which, by the way, tastes way better than actual cheese.
It does.
Oh.
Like if you make a grilled cheese sandwich with the fake cheese.
Well, it melts better.
Yep.
Yeah, and it just tastes better.
Mm.
Like I've had grilled cheese sandwich with like blocks of cheese. It's not as good. Can I make an admission? Can I admit something to you?
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
My favorite cheese is cheese in a can.
Cheese whiz?
Wait, you like cheese in a can?
I love cheese in
Why
a can.
Why didn't you tell me, man?
Why is that?
I was just getting into the lacto game.
Lacto? Is that like lactose, you idiot?
Well, when you're in the biz.
No, he's a guy with only the nine toes. Game. He's a guy with only, he's lacking a toe. He's like, yeah.
I'm in a lacto game.
You get two runs at it. You miss it twice. Really? Where? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, I got a little business. I just opened up.
Where's that?
It's in the men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Old Time Cheese in the Can. Bend over and let me fill your can full of cheese.
I can appreciate you not trying to take a third run at lactose.
Just waiting for it.
Like in the lacto game.
Shut up. You're a grown person.
Yeah.
No, I mean like cheese in a can. Either cheese whiz. You brought
the
that
spray
up.
Can.
No, I love that. Also, like. Liquid cheese, like in a can, you have to open up, like nacho cheese.
Oh,
you mean like in a jar?
Well, yeah, or a can, or a spray. Like those are my favorite cheeses. Like if I'm going to put cheese on something, and I had the option, I want my cheese in a can.
But that's kind of fake cheese too. Isn't
It's. I don't even think
because it's runny.
100%. There's no way that is good.
It's gotta have some chemical
junk.
Yeah. No, I mean they are dyeing it a color to make it look like cheese without question. But that does it for me, man. Like if any cheese on it, I want that.
You went pourable cheese.
Yeah.
Right.
It's softer. It's more palatable. It like kicks you harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not eating it straight up. You're eating it with something.
His
right?
finger.
Like, so you're just dunking he's your fingered, finger
He's
nacho
fingered this
cheese.
I mean, look, I won't pull out a can of cheese and just like eat the cheese, but I
would. Right, you've stuck your finger in.
I'd be lying if I said I hadn't either stuck my finger in a can of cheese and licked it, or if I hadn't sprayed the spray cheese right into my mouth.
Well, I've done that.
Okay. In your house growing up, you had a jar of nacho cheese. How many fingers do you think have been in that cheese?
Oh, it was three.
Listen, it's small.
Damn it. I was trying to get there.
Like, you ate cheese that your brother's fingers probably beat you to.
That was probably the most nutritious thing they had.
Oh, yeah. Ryan's got a full food group all over his hands at all times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.